Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Group Orientation. In this file, you and your classmates have been invited into a group orientation class at Nimja Incorporated. Now, as we all know, Nimja Incorporated is a reasonably sized company with some very curious products. And the teacher was incredibly excited that you all were allowed to visit this mysterious and successful place. Your teacher hoped that you would be able to pick up some very educational things. And who knows? That might just happen. So I'd like you to just relax for a moment and imagine all those annoying things that come with traveling in a group with a class. All having to get on the bus together, not everyone behaving as well as they should, and slowing down the group slightly. You know who you are. But with not too much problems, and after a short drive through the city, you end up at one of the offices of Nimja Inc. Now, the offices actually look mostly like a lot of companies do. Glass and steel, light, smiles, logos. But immediately as you step in, you notice that there's something slightly different about this office of Nimja Incorporated. See, while most offices have sort of an almost buzz of people at any time, here it seems to be calm and quiet. Everyone walks, not in a rush, but with purpose, still respecting the quiet. Now, normally, if a whole class would enter a building like this, there would be lots of chattering and noise. And yet, the whole class fell silent. Even the teacher was surprised by this. A well-dressed man with a very nice voice welcomes and invites you to come further. Now, as I understood it, you only have a few hours before you have to leave again, so we're going to make this group orientation smooth and very enjoyable. Now, I know that you're all studying various things, but Nimja Incorporated uses people from all walks of life and from almost every part of science and art that we can get our hands on. See, the thing is, the human mind is an absolutely amazing place. It has a lot of variation and surprises hidden inside that you may not always expect. I mean, ask yourself the question if you know your own mind perfectly. Our goal is to do know your mind and our own as best as we can, and have some fun along the way. I'm sure that none of you are opposed to some fun, are you? And you might find that this is not your average orientation visit. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here, let's all join together in this room, and I'll show you something. The whole group follows through the corridors into some kind of meeting room, not unlike a classroom. The chairs are all forward towards the screen, and they seem to be stronger than normal chairs, bolted to the floor. Everyone takes a seat, some people sitting in the back, especially close to the corners, trying not to draw attention to themselves, while others like sitting front and center, finding this all intriguing and interesting. I wonder where you would sit. Even the teacher is sitting down. I don't think that they know what they're in for. The chairs seem to be made of some kind of plastic. They're hard, but definitely not unpleasant. You don't recognize the design from anywhere, and you're actually surprised that they're so firmly put to the floor. But when you sit down on them, they actually seem to be heated from the inside. It's quite pleasant. And you and many others are actually sitting almost perfectly in the chair, not slouching, to feel the pleasant warmth coming from the chair itself. It's not distracting in any way, actually. If anything, it seems to help your focus. Now that you're all seated, I'd like to ask you all a question. Do you think that you know the human mind? See, many years ago, I thought I had something figured out. But as soon as I tried to apply it, I found that not everyone's mind is the same. In fact, there is so much beautiful variation in minds that, despite our best efforts, I don't think we've mapped even a tenth of all the variations. And this is after many, many years of studies of hundreds of thousands of people. So, I want to show you some of the things that we've found. Now, while your eyes are drawn to the screen, you might find that you want to close your eyes. Unlike a normal orientation, that's actually okay. See, no matter how you think you feel, if you find it interesting, your mind will still absorb the things that I'm saying, and it will learn something one way or another. See, we try to find the perfect patterns to entice. Not for advertisements, but for things like studying and improving the mind, to make people more able, faster in picking up new skills. Imagine that instead of having to study for years and years, you could just sit down, look at something for an hour or two, and emerge an expert. This is how we started. And you can tell that these shapes on the screen are not random. they draw you in, and the warmth of the chairs helps you to relax, helps you to be comfortable, and it's perfectly fine if your eyes are too heavy to keep open, and your thoughts are too slow to think. It's perfectly normal, after seeing shapes like these, to sort of feel yourself enter a strange, focused state, where you listen to my voice and you find yourself agreeing. But it's not up to me to decide that. See, everyone's mind is different. Whether you agree or not, at least this experience will be interesting, no matter what your mind is like. I hope you're paying very careful attention to every word that I'm saying, no matter how soft, that you're making sure that my words are flowing into your mind one way or another. Perhaps you're analyzing every word I'm saying, trying to find the rhythm or the reason. Perhaps you're enjoying simply the cadence of my voice, enjoying the simple feeling of focus, finding your thoughts one by one and letting them melt into a delicious puddle. However, we've only just begun. Now, with a snap, you actually find yourself waking a little bit, and you realize that you did zone out a little bit in this class, but that was way more interesting than any lesson you've had before. Now, don't get up just yet. We're not done. See, I'd like to show you something. Many people think that education happens only through sight and sound, or maybe tactile practice. Muscle memory is very powerful, after all. But actually, every part of your body is capable of learning. The chairs you're sitting in contain a very interesting method of electrodes and communication. For example, I could simply command a shiver running down your spine, just like that. And, with some positive reinforcement, I could make the words empty and obedient become a really nice feeling. And this kind of reinforcement helps to educate you. I'm sure that you could agree that this kind of education is immensely useful. These chairs are still, of course, in an experimental phase. And I'm very glad to see that you're paying very careful attention to my words. Who knows, maybe some of you will end up working here. And if you do a very good job, who knows what roles you could get promoted in. See, the mind is an incredibly powerful thing, and the body is just an extension of the mind. Feeling warmth spread all through your body, feeling tingling sensations from the chair just brushing against your skin. With the right amount of power and careful consideration of current, you can make those sensations end up almost anywhere. Now I hope that you'll forgive me for this interesting sensation, because you can do anything as soft as a caress, feather light across your skin, just soft, extremely gentle, just flowing, wonderfully soft across your skin. And yet nobody is touching you. This is all just a combination of the things that we've learned here. The chairs help you to feel some sensations, and your focus and my voice do the rest. And it doesn't have to stay with a touch either. A caress over your inner thighs is just as easy. A hand just moving, teasing, but you are not being touched. These are all just illusions, tricks of the mind, but they can be very pleasurable tricks. Things get even more interesting when we let go of what is physically possible. See, those electrodes and make you feel things on the inside. And the nerves of your body are on the inside. So I'm going to play a little game, a reward for paying attention. I'm going to count to three, and every count the chairs will increase the pleasure they give you. They start at one, which is already very nice, and they're going to go up to three. Pay attention, and you will enjoy it. One. Just feel it buzzing through your body, touching nerves deep inside. Two. And it's increasing in power, stronger and stronger. Three. You can hear the soft moans of the people around you. And stop. And feel yourself sink deliciously deep with the relaxation spreading through your mind. Just now, maybe you found this very interesting. Some of you might be interested in follow-up classes. All those things that you could learn. Resistance, submission, teasing. But I also want to let you feel how good it can be to not be the only one. So just let yourself take a deep breath in and say yes. Very good. You were not alone in enjoying this. You are not alone in this experience. And in a way that makes it all the more intense for you. Now, I'm not going to let you leave here empty-handed, of course. After such a wonderfully attentive group orientation, you deserve a goodie bag. Who knows what you'll find inside? Don't open it yet. that's for you alone to see, because it might not be the same for everyone. Some may have a toy, others some very special earphones. It's all very interesting stuff, wouldn't you agree? And those of you who want to come back are welcome. Be careful. You might never want to leave. And with a smile and a dazed handshake of the teacher, you're led back out of the building, slowly waking up. The class is unusually quiet, some blushing. Almost everyone seems to be smiling, though. Not everyone is entirely clear on what happened, but you can see at least one or two firmly clasping their goodie bag, happy to explore it when they get home. And as the buzz leaves, the bus drives away. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back.